Good afternoon, Claire.
Good afternoon, Brooke. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. And why do you think there is so much contention surrounding abortion?
Look, I think it probably depends what you mean by contention. Most Australians and most people in New South Wales support a woman's right to choose and think that our laws should reflect that. When we're talking about contention, I suspect you're probably referring to a number of numerically quite small but quite vocal groups that don't believe in the woman's right to choose, along with a spectrum of other issues around, say, euthanasia and contraception that don't fall within what they think is acceptable behaviour for our society.
Yeah, definitely. And abortion in New South Wales is an offence under the New South Wales Crimes Act, unless certain conditions are met. Could you tell us what these conditions are?
Mm-hmm. So the conditions go back to relatively old, sort of we're talking the 70s lower court ruling. And what the judgment there talked about is that an abortion is lawful if there's an economic, social or medical ground or reason upon which a doctor could base an honest and reasonable belief that an abortion was required to avoid a serious danger to the pregnant woman's life or to her physical or mental health. So it means if you present seeking an abortion, then the doctor you're speaking to needs to be satisfied that those conditions are met before they'll refer you on or provide the termination of pregnancy.
And why do you think women are not entitled to an abortion on demand?
Look, I think there's a couple of things to do with it. I think it's not unknown throughout Australia that we have some old leftover laws. And this is something that happens quite frequently, that parliaments just don't get around to updating our laws. So until very recently, for example, it was an offence for a cab driver to wear brown shoes. I think until very recently, you weren't able to carry more than 50 kilos of potatoes in WA. So there's a lot of our laws that at the time they were made might have made sense, but now that things have moved on, as you said, society's changed, they haven't been updated. So I think that's part of it. But the other part of it is, I think, the influence of the sort of lobby groups and people that don't feel that women should have reproductive autonomy and be able to control their lives and their bodies. And they're very influential, particularly within our parliament. And, for example, the government relies on the votes of very conservative Christian crossbenchers who would prefer to see abortion remain in the Crimes Act.
And those who assist in the process of supplying substances for abortions could potentially face legal repercussions. How prevalent is this in New South Wales?
In terms of how often does it happen?
Yeah.
It's been a while since a doctor was convicted, though it does obviously have a dampening effect on how many doctors are willing to provide abortion services. So it is relatively recent that a woman was convicted for procuring an abortion. That happened just last year. And I think we saw this with the Cairns couple who were convicted a couple of years ago. When the laws were written, what people understood about how to perform an abortion involved poisoning someone and noxious substances and that kind of stuff. And things have just moved on to such a point now where abortion is very safe. It's safer than a lot of regular operations like knee reconstructions and colonoscopies and that kind of thing. And it's not in any way sort of a dangerous procedure to the woman. So I think a lot of those laws would have been introduced at a time where things were much more difficult and dangerous and poisonous, for example, but now things have just moved on.
Yeah, definitely. And the event tomorrow features Penny Sharp. Could you tell us a little bit more about her work with the Safe Access Zones campaign?
Sure. So one of the things that Penny very recently was successful in seeing through New South Wales Parliament was a bill to ensure that women aren't harassed or abused within a safe access zone around an abortion clinic. So there were some terrible instances, and in particular places, sustained campaigns where women were abused, in some cases assaulted, photographed, approached later in their community when they were dropping their kids at school or going to a cafe, being told that they were going to hell, being given inaccurate information about procedures, and a lot of people working very hard to pressure them into changing their mind about their reproductive choices. Because a lot of these clinics, as well as performing abortions, also do contraceptive provision and a range of other things like cervical cancer screening. So one Penny bill does is provides that within a certain space around a reproductive health clinic, you aren't allowed to harass or abuse women who are entering that clinic.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for joining us on our show.
Not at all.